This is the day that we remember your birth.
今日あなたの誕生を覚えます。
Let us really celebrate this day from the bottom of our heart.
私たちの心の底からその誕生を祝います。
And we want to remember the first day we met you, Lord.
そしてまた私たちが初めてあなたに出会った時のことを思い出します。
The day we surrendered our lives to you.
私たちは自分の命を人生をあなたに委ねました。
And said,All our decisions, all the feelings that come and go out of our hearts.
私たちの思い、心や感情もすべてあなたのものですから。
We give it to you.
すべてあなたに差し出します。
Use it for your glory, Jesus.
それはあなたの栄光のためです。覚えてください。
Joy and the pain.
の考えがいろいろありますけれども、それはあまりにも私たち本当にクリスマスの意味を知る機会がありません。そういうことが指摘されますけども、この朝私たちは私は今朝このクリスマス礼拝を備えているときに、雑音がある中で本当にクリスマスの意味を中心することの難しさを覚えました。この時にこのように言いました。今日は本当にただ礼拝する時だと。そして今日私は満開なんだけど、だから私を礼拝すればいいんだよ、そのように言いました。頑張る必要もなくて、今私はただあなたの元に賛美を持ってきます。あなたの前にひざまずきます。私たちの祈りをあなたが受け止めてください。
Here I am to say that you're my God. Thank you.
イエス様に対する予言であります。今日私たちに御子が生まれた、彼は権威者と呼ばれ、偉大な神と呼ばれ、そして永遠の父と呼ばれる、そして平和の君であると、これは現在の千年前の予言ではなくて、イエス様は普通の人間のように生まれて死んだとはありませんでした。彼は私たちのようなものになりましたけれども、神様御子です。私たちのことを全てご存知になるためにそのようにこの世に下られました。イエス様の人生生死によって私たちは神様の素晴らしさを見ることができます。今日神様イエス様はこの場にいてくださいます。私たちは心の底から神様を礼拝したいと思います。皆様を礼拝しましょう。私の人生の目の前に置いて、私たちの内側から変えていただきましょう。そしてそのことによって神様の素晴らしさを私たちが他の人たちに分かち合うことができるように変えていただきましょう。私たちの礼拝にふさわしいお方、お座りください。メリークリスマス。
Wow, this one's powerful.
It doesn't matter if there's only two or three of you here. Because we're told that where two or three gather, Jesus is there also. And I love how God works things out in services like this for a, I can't think of a word like continuity, how things just flow together well.
神様はこういつもこう礼拝の流れをこう自然に神様の力によってこう作ってくださるのが私はすごく嬉しいです。
Because G1 and I have not talked at all about anything about today's service, right?
今日どうやって今日の礼拝に向けてどんな準備をしているか私と G1 は一切話してはないんですが。
But the focus that God gave her was on worshiping Him through giving up our lives.
でも神様は G1 にこう私たちの人生を捧げて彼を賛美するというそういった思いを与えてくださって。
And today we're actually going to talk about for the kids' message how we need to worship Jesus all year round by giving Him our lives.
子供のメッセージも一年を通して常に神様を賛美しないといけないということを話したいと思ってました。
So who in here likes giving gifts? Anybody?
Anybody like giving gifts? あげるのが好きな人いますか？
Who likes to receive gifts?
もらうのが好きな人。
Do you know what the Bible says about giving and getting stuff?
聖書に何て書いてあるか分かります。知ってます？
Bible says it's more blessed to give than to receive.
聖書にはこうあげることの方が多くの祝福があるってそう書いてあります。
And I know as children that's hard to kind of understand or believe, but as you get older you'll see that it is really fun to give gifts, to give things.
子供としてはちょっとこう理解に苦しむところもあると思うんですけど、だんだんこう年を重ねるとプレゼントあげることの喜びは分かってきます。
And when we look at the story of Jesus being born in his first few years of being alive, we see that there were many gifts given to him.
神様が生まれてからたくさんの贈り物が贈られてたのですが、
And some of what was given him was simply worship, even while he was just a little baby.
で、彼がまだ幼い時にもこう与えられたプレゼントの一つが賛美でした。
When the angels showed up to the shepherds, they worshiped Jesus and they praised God for his amazing gift and glorified God, and that was worshiping Jesus.
天使たちがこう羊飼いの前に現れた時にもうその神様の誕生を賛美していました。
When the shepherds left their sheep in the middle of the night and went to find little baby Jesus, they knelt down and they worshipped him.
羊飼いたちが夜中に羊を置いてイエス様を探しに行った時、その時も彼らはひざまずいて彼を賛美しました。
And then there's two people that we don't hear a lot about their story with Jesus as a baby boy, and their names are Simeon and Anna.
イエス様がこう生まれた時に、まあ、いろんな人が会いに行ったって話よく聞くと思うんですけど、あんまり話を聞かない2人が、シメオンさんとアンナさんという2人です。
Simeon has a really cool story because he was actually told by God through the Holy Spirit that you won't die until you see your Messiah.
シメオンさんは、あなたは、こう、イエス様会うまで死ぬことはないそう神様に実際言われてた人です。
So when Joseph and Mary brought Jesus as an eight-day-old baby to the temple to dedicate him, Simeon was there.
なのでこうマリアとヨセフが生まれたばかりのイエス様を捧げに来た時にそこにシメオンがいました。
And we're told that the Holy Spirit actually guided Simeon so that he would be there at the right time so that the promise God gave him could be fulfilled.
その神様に与えられた約束がしっかり守られるようにこうシメオンはそのタイミングでその場にいるよう聖霊様に導かれたんです。
And when Simeon saw Jesus as a little baby, he picked him up and he worshipped God and said, Thank you, I can now die in peace because I have seen my Savior.
シメオはイエス様を見たときにこう幼子を腕に抱きかかえて神を褒めたたえてこうやっと私はこれでやっと死ぬことができるってそう言いました。
And then also in the temple that day was a woman named Anna.
同じ日にここにアンナという。
And we're told that she was in the temple serving night and day. She actually never left the temple as she served and worshipped God.
彼女はこう夜も昼も
And then her response when she sees Jesus is the verse that we'll actually read today. So let's read this. If you read English, please read with me. Luke 2:38. And coming up at that very hour, she gave thanks unto God and spake of him to all of them that were looking for the redemption of Jerusalem.
日本語でも一緒に読んでください。その時近づいてきて神を賛美し、エルサレムの福音を求めると、胸を捧げることを話した。
And so Anna was thanking God and she was worshiping God, but she didn't stop there.
アンナさんはこう神様を賛美してたんですが、そこでとどまることがなかったんですね。
Did she talk to one person?Did she talk to two persons? What's the verse say? How many people did she talk to? It's not a number. It says to all of them. She was so excited that she couldn't contain her excitement about Jesus being born, and she went and told all of them who were looking for the Messiah that I have seen the Messiah.
もうたくさんの人に彼女はそのことを話しました。
And so just like what we see in that story, there are many, many forms of worship.
いろんな形の賛美があります。
I know a lot of times we think worship is just the singing part of the service.
賛美ってこう礼拝の中でこう歌を歌ってる時だけと思われがちですが、
But we actually can also worship Jesus through our prayers.
私たちの祈りを通しても賛美する。
When we read His Word.And spend time in His presence, we are worshiping Him.
聖書の言葉を読んで祈る時も彼を賛美しています。
When you're teaching or when you're listening to someone teach, that is still worship as we are talking about God and sharing how good He is.
神様について話してる時、それを聞いてる時も賛美することができます。
And the biggest thing is this isn't something we should just do on Christmas Day or a Christmas season.
これはこうクリスマスの日、クリスマスのシーズンだけにするものではないですね。
My prayer is that we will all be like Anna, where we are so excited about the good news of Jesus Christ coming to be born that we can't stop talking about it.
私の祈りは私たちがアンナさんのように このいい素晴らしいニュースをもっとたくさんの人に伝えたいと喜びがあふれるようなそんな人でいたいと思います。
Do any of you kids know someone that just talks so much that sometimes you just go, I wish they'd just stop talking?
友達の中でこういつもいつも話しすぎてもうちょっと黙っててほしいなって思っていますね。
Maybe something more we tend to do as adults?
大人もね、しがちですけど。
But my prayer is that you will begin to be so excited about Jesus that people actually maybe even start going, I wish they'd just stop talking. But they will hear the constant truth that God is good and God is love and He gave Jesus as the most gracious present ever.
私の祈りはこのイエス様のことをもうたくさんの人に伝えたいがためにこうずっと話しすぎてちょっと黙っててほしいって言われるまで話せるような喜びそういった状態になることが私の祈りです。
So I hope that Tuesday, because tomorrow's Christmas, so I hope that Tuesday, the excitement of Christmas will not be gone for you.
なので、まあ、明日がクリスマスなので火曜日にそのクリスマスのこう喜びが消えてないことを祈ります。
I hope that you as children will learn that we get to worship God year round and we should always be excited about the birth of Jesus.
私たちは一年を通して神様を賛美することができて、いつもイエス様の誕生を喜んでいられていることができます。
So let's pray.
なります。
Heavenly Father, I thank you once again that you are a good, good Father. Thank you, Lord, that you saw fit to give your only son to be born as a little baby boy 2,000 some years ago.
And
Lord, thank you that you give us the opportunity to worship you by giving our lives back to you.
そして私たちの人生を捧げてあなたを賛美する機会を与えてくださることを感謝します。
Lord, I ask that we would have in our hearts the joy of Christmas all year round.
クリスマスの喜びを私たちが一年を通して心に持っていることを祈ります。
Lord, I ask that these children would learn to love you and would give their lives over to you.
子供たちがあなたを愛し彼らの人生を捧げてあなたに仕える決心ができることを願います。
And then God, as they do so, I know that your Holy Spirit will fill them up and use them to tell others about you, just like you did with Anna.
そしてあなたのように聖霊様で満たされこの喜びをたくさんの人に伝えられるようにしてください。
And so thank you, Lord, that you are good.
あなたは素晴らしいお方です。
And thank you not just that you do love us, but that you are love.
で、私たちを愛してくださるだけではなくて、あなたが愛です。
So let help us to turn our hearts and worship you with everything that is inside of us.
なので、私たちの心をすべてあなたの方に向かせて賛美させてください。
And thank you, Lord, that we do have this time of year as we get to celebrate Christmas, the birth of our Lord and our Savior.
そしてこのクリスマスという時期に。イエス様の誕生をこうやって祝うことができることを感謝します。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
How are you guys doing? Everybody okay?Are you too warm? Anybody too warm? Kind of crack the door. Anyone too cold? No one's too cold. Okay. Yeah, we can turn down the heaters if you'd like. Is your morning going okay so far? So far, the worst thing that happened to me this morning was I couldn't find waterproof mascara.
Waterproof mascara なかったので。
You know, life is pretty good, right? I mean, that's the worst thing that's happening, then, I mean, your life is going pretty well. But...Before noon, I might really need that waterproof mascara, but anyway, just get the tissues. You know, Masa and I are getting older. Some of you haven't seen us for a long time. Do we look older? Everyone is very kind. You can be honest. This is church. The picture of Moss last week with Megumi when she was a baby, I mean, he was actually rather handsome man. Black hair and... Anyway, we often joke around that we are remembering less and less. So I'll ask you guys a question and then I'll ask Ma. On the first Sunday of December, that's called Advent. That Moss was speaking that time, and I think I was interpreting. It might have been Matt. I don't really remember. See, I don't remember. Does anyone remember the question that Moss began this Advent season with? No, right? I mean, you know, give me a break. So let me ask Moss. Do you remember, Masa, could you fix this for me? It's kind of loose. Masa, do you remember the first, when you started Advent, what was the question that you asked us? I don't remember. Why am I not surprised? But I remember. The reason I remember is because honestly I was listening and that question actually had a very big impact on my life, on my past months. So the question that he asked was, how should we celebrate Christmas?
どうやってクリスマスを祝いましょうか何かありますかっていうような質問でした。
So, just, I want you all just to take a minute.
どうでしょう皆さんどうでしょう
and think about that for a minute.
クリスマスどうやって祝うかちょっと考えてみてくださいね。
How should we celebrate
どのようにクリスマスを祝ったらいいでしょうかいろんな祝い方がありますけども。
Well, I'm going to start today by asking you another story. We talked about it a bit last week. How much is Jesus' story intertwined with your story? In other words, if we say it in another way, how much does Christmas influence you?
クリスマスということが皆さんの人生にどれだけ影響を及ぼしているでしょうか?
How much is the birth of Christ part of your life?
キリストが生まれたということは皆さんの人生でどのような意味合いを持っているでしょうか?
Is Christmas just a holiday in December?
クリスマスはただ12月のお祝い、お祭り、そんな感じですか?
Or is itMore than that.
でもそれ以上の存在ですか?クリスマス、皆さんどういう意味を持っていますか?
Do you celebrate Christmas in the world?
皆さんはクリスマスをこの世的に祝ってますか?
Or,
それとも?
For the most part, do you celebrate Christmas of the world?
クリスマスをこの世にいるものとして、この世のものとして祝ってますか?どうでしょう?
Now, most of you guys know Jesus told special stories.
皆様知っている通り、イエス様はいろんな特別な物語を話されました。
So, if, just one thing, if you're kind of being a bad influence on other people around you, maybe you could move your seats a little bit and, because some people haven't been able to come for a long time and I really hope that they can listen.
皆さんしっかり聞けるようにね、しましょうね。
So, anyway, what kind of stories did Jesus tell?
イエス様はどんな話をされたのを覚えてますか?どんな物語?
What, they had a special name. Anybody remember?
どんな話?いっぱいあるよね。
Everyone looks sleepy. It's too hot in here.
いっぱいあるよね。
Parable! Thank you, Matt. Okay, you are listening and you are on your toes. Yes, Jesus told parables. So, today, we are going to think of our life as like a parable. So, are we changing this or are they? Can I ask you to do it? Make it...
Out. Okay. Well, the out. Just, can you say yes and next? And that'll be good.
Yeah.
You can say next. Okay.
Okay. So today, this is a book, and I want you to think of your life as a story.
皆さんどうでしょう。自分の物語はどのような物語本だと思いますか?
And if you were to think of your life as a story,
自分の人生を一つの物語とした時に、
what would it be about?
それをどのようなタイトルみたいにしますか?
Matt, would you mind helping her?
No.
I don't think it's... Maybe I should do it here. If anything, it's fine. I just don't think it's going to work out. It's too hard. We're doing advanced PowerPoint for this message part. Yeah, that'd be great. I would love to do it. So anyway, we're going to think about a story. Hopefully nothing's going to blow up. And...Just think about what has been added to the title of this story here.
どうでしょう?物語のタイトルはどのようにしたらいいでしょうか?
It's not just the story of my life, but now it says it's all about me.
それはひょっとしたら自己中心的なこうものでしょうか?
And that's the way, honestly, most people live.
でも実際私は普通そのようにしますね。自分の物語って当たり前で自分が最初に来るもんですけど。
Even most Christians live like that.
クリスチャンでも多分ね、普通そのようにしてしまうかもしれません。
And if we open up the book and we started to read,
でも実際にそれをこう、その物語の本を読み始めるとこんな感じかもしれません。
This is what we'd find on most of the pages.
多分このように始まるでしょうね。
On some of the pages we would find, I want.
これが欲しいとか
Or we might find I need
これが必要だとか
Or we might find my written a lot
もう私って多分いろんな自分が主人公です
My happiness
私の幸せとか
My family
私の家族のこと
My job
私の仕事とか
Or we might find me written very often on the pages of the story
私にとか私へとか
For example
しようとか
What about me?
私のことどうなってるのっていうようなことを書いてするかもしれませんね。
Did any of you guys ever ask that? What about me? Come on, you guys. What
about me?
Isn't anybody thinking about me?
みんな私のこと覚えてないの？そんな風にするかもしれません。
What does it mean to have Jesus at the center?Of our life.
私たちの人生の中心をイエス様に置くっていうことは具体的にはどんな意味を持っているのか、ね、
What does it mean to have Jesus at the center of our story?
私たちの人生の物語の中心にイエス様を置くとどうなるんでしょうか?
Let me ask you guys another question.
ちょっと違う